Blog Talk Radio.
WD Smith B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you? What you? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up! Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody. Everybody.
Oh my God!
Who's bad? Who's bad?
I love my little intro. I just can't do away with it. It's just, I've had it for a good minute. All right, obviously you're live on BWD Radio with me. Who else? Ms. V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits. 347-237-4501. In just a minute, I will be joined by singer, songwriter of adult contemporary rock. The artist is Douglas Coleman, and I'll bring him in just a minute. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio 24/7, nonstop music variety station, no commercials. We play what we want, just the hottest indie music artists of today. Do you have a favorite indie artist? I know you do. Be sure to submit your song request. Show support for them and support us by following us on Facebook at BWD Radio and on Twitter at BWD Radio _. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and did I say diversity? And the indie artists of today, we consider, support, and play all genres of music. Take BWD Radio on the go with you by downloading our mobile app. It's available where else? iTunes, Google Play, you know, the usual places. You can also listen in live via our player on site at bwdradio.com. Or if you prefer to use your TuneIn app, just search for BWD Radio and you can listen in live there as well. All right, I have my singer and songwriter. And I think he's pretty talented in a few other areas. So anyways, how are you doing, Douglas?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I look forward to my interviews. I love them. I have your latest single. It's titled Give Something to Me. I have that ready, so we'll be spinning that for the listeners after our interview. So I'm going to jump right on in. Now, is Douglas Coleman, is that your born name, a stage name, as well as where are you originally from and where are you now?
Yes, Douglas Coleman is my born name and was the one I was given. I'm originally from Boston, and right now I'm actually in Thailand, where I'd set up my studio and a house here. I'm back and forth between Thailand and Las Vegas. Las Vegas is my new home in America. Boston is too cold. I've lived there for too long, so I don't want to live there anymore. But I primarily stay in Thailand to do my work, to do my writing and recording, because this is where I've built my studio now. And I like it here. It's quiet. It's peaceful. I can get a lot of work done that I can't usually get done when I'm at home.
Well, you're blessed. There's so many countries I would love to see that I know are just beautiful, between the mountains and the greenery. Now, you set out to begin your music career in the 80s, and boy, we all love the 80s, 80s and 90s. But you opted out to join the corporate world, which many of us have done, so we could definitely relate. When did you realize that you wanted to get back into the music industry, and who are some of your musical influences that have inspired you and still inspire you today?
I think I realized I wanted to get back to it around my 40th birthday. I had kind of a bad midlife crisis at that point. I got really depressed. And I just thought, you know, I better get back to it before I'm too old to do it. I mean, some people would argue that I'm too old to do it now, but you know, I'm going to do it anyways, regardless of what people are saying. And I think it just at that point, I said, you know, I'm going to have to get back to it. So I tried to figure out exactly how I could go about, you know, getting away from work, getting out of work, and getting back to music. And the thing kind of all came together by accident. It wasn't really all planned out very well, but the pieces sort of fell into place, and now I'm doing it. Now I'm doing what I want to be doing, what I love to be doing. Some of my influences, well, probably the ones that I had as a kid are the ones that stick with me, which would have been like the Beatles, Elton John, Billy Joel. Also, my mother was a big jazz fan, so as a kid growing up, I listened to a lot of jazz ballads, stuff like Ella Fitzgerald and Miles Davis, which is great music. I still listen to it now, but it probably mixed into the pot with the pop music that I was listening to. Some of the other influences are like the 70s singer-songwriters that I really like Jim Croce, Harry Chapin, Harry Nilsson, James Taylor, people like that. The music was so good in the 70s. It was just so many different types of music that was out. And most, just before the days of MTV, where people were still concentrating on the music rather than the video, and it was what you sounded like rather than what you looked like. So I think a lot of the music of the 70s was definitely an inspiration.
And
that's kind of where
that's,
I think my roots are.
Yeah, and that's where I think the diversity comes from. I believe, like even myself, I'm diverse because that's, you know, what I grew up on. So I can definitely relate with that. Now, what inspired your latest single, Give Something to Me, and what can the listener expect from your sound and story telling on this single?
This one was just kind of a twofold story that I wanted to tell. I like the phrase, give something to me. And the story was sort of, it could have been like when you're in a relationship with somebody and you feel like you're just giving and giving and giving, and the other person isn't giving back anything. So you just kind of get angry and you say, come on, give something to me. That's one way to look at it. And the other way is from the perspective of a musician who's been working and writing and trying to put songs out there and getting nothing back in terms of any kind of response or any kind of recognition for his work. And I think the longer you're in this business and you keep getting people saying, well, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks, you get a little bit frustrated. So this idea of just give something to me. But the actual lyrics of the song, the verses were really more written about somebody who's in love with somebody and then the love is gone and, you know, he thinks, well, I'm not getting anything back, so I'm going to leave. But then at the end, he realizes that you can't base a relationship on what I call counting the cookies. You know, I give you one cookie, you have to give me back one cookie. It doesn't work like that. If you love somebody, it's unconditional. You have to just take them as they are, and if they seem to be not giving back as much as you want them to, then you can't just keep score and then decide one day, well, you didn't give me enough, so I'm leaving. You know, it just doesn't quite work like that.
Yeah, I think
so
we call that...
So that's basically the story of that, yeah.
Yeah, I think we call that the emotional bank account. You can only take out so much
there
without putting anything in. Definitely can relate with that. Oh, dear. Now,
I agree. That's a good phrase. Yeah.
Yeah. That's always been my phrase. I always looked at it like that. So I can relate. Now, you have produced several captivating tracks. They're catching attention of the industry professionals. Share with us, you know, what the titles are of the tracks that are already released, and where can we go and get your music?
Okay, well, I've got basically four tracks right now that have been really professionally produced. Give Something to Me is the latest one. The one before that was called All the Way on Love. And then the one before that was called We Said to Them. And then there's one called Language Not Required. And all of those tracks are available on iTunes if you want to buy them. Or if you just want to listen to them, you can go to ReverbNation.com/Douglas Coleman. Also, my website has got everything, which is DouglasColemanMusic.com. From there, you can find all, it branches out, it links to everything else. So that's probably a good place to start if you want to look, would be DouglasColemanMusic.com.
All right. I know you've had quite a few, especially since you stepped out and then stepped back into the industry. What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishments as a recording artist? And share with us some of your major achievements.
Well, I think one of the greatest accomplishments was something that happened last year, which is I was picked up by a very famous producer named Stuart Epps, who has worked with Elton John over the last 40 years and has worked with Led Zeppelin, has worked with Bill Wyman and the Rolling Stones. And I sent him one of my songs, not thinking that he would even bother with it, but he came back with some really nice comments and agreed to produce me. So I think that was a great achievement because I've actually hooked up with a producer who produced the music that I was listening to as a kid that it was inspiring to me. So it's kind of a funny circle that connected. I thought that was great. More recently, I'm number two on Reverb Nation for the United States for singer-songwriter on their charts. So that's a good achievement. And number four for the world. I don't know how long I'll stay there, but I'm there right now. Number one for local, number two for United States, and number four for the world. So I'm pretty happy with that. I think that's a good achievement.
It sure is. And then it's also achievement, too, with releasing your music.
Oh, definitely. Well, you start to get a little more attention when you get up into that, on that level of the charts. You know, I'm getting a lot more fans coming in, more comments, more people liking me on Facebook and adding me to Twitter. I mean, it all kind of connects together. You get more exposure when you're on the top 10 list than you are. When I started out on Reverb Nation, I was something like 97,000th on the USA singer-songwriter chart. And now I've moved up to number two. So it's pretty good. I'm really pleased with it. I'm really happy. The new song really pushed that up a lot. So I think people are really liking the new song, which I'm really happy about.
That's great. That's really great, especially, you know, stepping back into the industry. You know, you're able to enjoy it more and enjoy the experience and where you can take it, where it takes you.
Oh, I agree. And also, I think, you know, even though I feel like being older is somewhat of a handicap in this business, in a way it's better because I'm a little more realistic with my goals and I have a better idea and more experience about what's out there in life. When I was doing this when I was 18 years old, I was naive. I had stars in my eyes. And, you know, it just... Now I can approach this on a little more of a realistic basis. And also, the technology has changed so much from then. There was no internet then. So if you wanted to make a name for yourself, you had to get out and play in clubs and send around cassette tapes in the mail. You know, now you can just send everything out on the internet. So it's a lot easier to do.
Oh, yeah, you save on postage, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that can get kind of expensive, especially when you're sending your materials out. But, you know, in fact, just not just being a singer and songwriter, but you play keyboards. And what other talents do you have? Do you play any other instruments or do any producing?
Well, my primary instrument is piano. I do play guitar, but basically just a rhythm guitar player. I really can't play lead very well. I've also just started a radio show, as a matter of fact, on W4CY radio, and I've done four shows now, which has been a lot of fun. I thought it was kind of a compliment to what I'm doing with my music. I mean, I'm not sitting there playing my own music for the whole hour, but I'm interviewing people that, you know, that might be somewhat helpful with furthering my career. And it's just been a lot of fun. It's something I haven't really done before. So that's a new thing for me.
That's
and
great.
What else? I guess that's about it. I used to be a fairly good horseback rider, but I haven't ridden in years. So I don't know if I can still ride anymore or not.
Oh, dear. Now, so do you have some live events, music videos, or just other project happenings coming up that you would like to share with us? You know, what's next for Douglas Coleman?
Well, no live events right now. The reason being is that I don't have a band together. The one problem with being a piano player is if you go out as a solo piano player, you end up getting stuck in bars playing Frank Sinatra songs. And, you know, it's not the kind of thing I really want to do. If I'm going to go out, I want to go out with a band. And then anybody who's ever put a band together knows it's a lot of work. You've got to have rehearsal space. You've got to have a place where you're not going to bother the neighbors. And it's a lot of work to put a band together. So I'm not quite there yet. So no live events to speak of. Music videos, yes. I've got two out on YouTube, which you can go to. I don't remember the... the exact URL, but if you go to YouTube and just, you know, search Douglas, I'll come right up. Other projects, a publicist right now who is working with people who are producing indie films, and hopefully one of my goals is to get my music into indie films. So, or any film for that matter, doesn't have to be indie. So that's a project that I'm working on right now, is hopefully going to get something together for that, because that's really good exposure. And I think my music will do well, is to get it into film. I think it lends itself well to film. It's catchy enough. It's kind of middle of the road enough where, you know, in certain types of movies like romantic comedies or something like that, I think my films, my music would do well in those types of films. So that's basically what I'm working on. And then just keep writing songs for this year.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and take a moment if you have, I know you kind of mentioned some contact info and also some artists that you've worked with, but go ahead with any shout-outs you may have or contact information for booking features, collabs, anything that you would like to share with your fans and soon-to-be fans.
Okay. Well, like I said, if you want to get a hold of me, I'm doing, the best place is to go to douglascolemanmusic.com, and from there you can find everything, my music and my radio shows. I do want to mention the radio show is on w4cy.com, and it's at 3 Eastern Time on Tuesdays, and it's a one-hour show. We have guests of anybody in the music history is usually what we have. So next week we've got a good guest named Dave Martinez, who's a great musician. So please, if they're not busy on Tuesdays at 3 p.m., please tune in there. I'd love to have you listening to the show. And I guess that's about it. On Twitter, I'm at Douglas Coleman number 3. If you want to send me a tweet, Facebook
and
is
Facebook
/ Douglas Coleman.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I really enjoyed the interview, and I'm definitely going to keep an eye out for more music from you. But before you leave us, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest single, Give Something to Me.
Okay, well, this is Douglas Coleman, and you're listening to BWD Radio, and this is my new single called Give Something to Me.
I'm
All right, that was Give Something to Me by Douglas Coleman. Be sure to follow his movement. Great voice. Definitely was feeling that track. And I'm diverse, so I was feeling it. So be sure to give him a follow on Twitter at Douglas Coleman 3. And I believe DougColemanMusic.com. Be sure to check him out. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @BWDRadio_. If you're on Facebook, stop by our fan page at @BWDRadio. Let us know you're respecting what we are doing for the indie artists, what Miss V is doing, all right? You know, clicking on that like button, it's only a click. I know we all say that, right? You can also visit me personally on Twitter at @BWDPromotions. And also on Facebook at BWD Promotions, as well as BWD Graphics, as well as our sister sites is BWDPromotions.com and BWDGraphics.com. Yes, over a decade, we've been rolling BWD team, Team BWD. So take us on the go with you. Download the mobile app, BWDRadio.com. Also, be on the lookout for BWD Magazine's July issue, which is covering the band, titled Reverse Order. So we're looking forward to that. We are a variety magazine that drops on the 5th of every month, print and digital. Always a free read at BWDMagazine.com. You can also find and friend us at BWD Magazine on Twitter and Facebook. BWD Radio, we proudly sponsor BWD Magazine, so be sure to check that out as well on BWDRadio.com. All right, Ms. V, I'm going to bounce on out of here, and be sure to get at me, all right? Chop it up with me. BWD Promotions. Ms. V, she out.